This is Dr. McGee editing for the patient Barbara Williams. Medical records 148754. Date of birth is 3/19/1955. Referring physician, Dr. Richard Nathanson. Procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD. Secondary procedure, biopsy. State of the procedure, February 26, 2022. Indication screening for colon cancer. Heartburn, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line. Number 2, erosive gastritis. Number 3, diminutive yellowish nodule in the second portion of the duodenum. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, ascending colon submucosal nodule, likely consistent with lipoma, pure paragaptive insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD. Secum for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediately, medication as per modern anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, pure paragraph. Operative procedure, as per double template pair paragraph findings, otopharynx appear normal, pair paragraph esophagus appear normal, D lines appears irregular, biopsy taken lab bears, pair paragraph stomach, there's erythema and erosions in the antrum and body, biopsy taken for H. pylori, pair paragraph duodenum D1 appear normal, pair in the second portion of the duodenum, there's a small yellowish nodule, period, biopsies were taken, pair paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigma descending colon appear normal. Pure paragraph sphenomenal appear normal. Pure paragraph transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal. Pure paragraph ascending colon cecum appear normal. Pure paragraph. Please note colon was tortuous. Period paragraph. Recommendations 1 for the pathology report. Number 2. High fiber diet, 3 fiber supplementation, 4 monitor clinically, next number patient needs a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, next number anti-reflux measures, next number avoidance, next number patient we started on protonic folimeric aspirate daily, next number follow-up in GFS in 3 to 4 weeks.